Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Garcia juggles the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Marion moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Marion moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws to second. Avila drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Avila. Marion scores. Rivera scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Rosen reaches third base with a triple. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards short. Marion reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Garcia. Marion moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marion scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Reiser is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rapp moves to third. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia has Thomas trapped. He fires to second, with Boone covering, who throws back to Easter, who tags Thomas for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Byrne moves to second. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Marion hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Byrne covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright strikes out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rapp strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goldsberry moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Goldsberry moves to third. There goes Thomas trying to advance. here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Reiser hits a pop-up towards the mound. Byrne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fridley moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Byrne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byrne moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Byrne moves to third. Young moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Marion strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to Brissy covering. Safe. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Tom Wright. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Byrne scores. Young moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Jim Dyke pinch hits for Earl Rapp. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Rivera scores. Niemann moves to third. Dyke moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Two outs. George Zivarink now pitching. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Dyke scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Niemann now playing right field. Jim Dyke now playing left field. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0-for-3 in the game. Reiser hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zuberink fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fridley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.